The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Simon Oddie, Chief Executive Officer of Europa Oil & Gas. EOG is the ticker there. Simon, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, good morning, Justin. Good to be with you.
Yep, before we get into the detail of what you're about and what you're going to about to do, hopefully, let's have a quick summary. For people not familiar, can you give us a rundown of Europa's business and how you want to change it in the future, if you could, Simon?
Yeah, Europa Oil & Gas is actually one of the oldest oil and gas companies on the AIM exchange. Mm-hmm. We started off as a UK onshore company, UK onshore operator, oil operator. We then moved on to offshore Ireland, where at one time we were, I think, one of the largest, if not the largest, holder of offshore acreage off the west coast of Ireland. Mm-hmm. And more recently, we're trying to rebalance the company now so that we can have a good balance of exploration and production, onshore production development. Most recent thing, I suppose, news-wise, is that we took on a license offshore Morocco, which we're in the process of working up at the moment, that's a very exciting prospect for the future. But just to say a couple of words about where I think we're going or where we're planning to go, mm-hmm. We're very much looking at rebalancing the portfolio of Europa. We've, as I said, had this traditional sort of legacy onshore production operation where we operate two oil fields, and we've got a development where percentage of a development called the Wressel field in Lincolnshire. We've got this offshore exploration business, Ireland and Morocco. And what we're looking to do is to rebalance and essentially fill the gap in between with an appraisal early development project. It's probably going to be in the North Sea somewhere. Those are the things that we're looking at the moment. Mm-hmm. With very much a view to balancing up the portfolio, so we'll have a much more diversified portfolio looking forward, which will lead to considerable amount of growth.
Excellent stuff. And you just raised over £1.5 million. So how's that going to be used then, Simon?
Yep, the 1.5 million, and this is very recent because the new shares only started trading yesterday on Monday. This 1.5 million is to locate and to evaluate this asset or these assets, which are going to rebalance the portfolio. We're looking, as I said, at assets predominantly in the offshore North Sea and also across the UK onshore. These are different to what we've had in the past, in that these are what are called appraisal projects, early development projects, which is where oil or gas has already been found. Mm-hmm. And it's merely a matter of bringing it essentially to market, bringing it to development and then to market. So these are much more advanced assets than exploration, these exploration assets that we've had offshore. Or we have offshore, so they're very much more fast turnaround. So I think what you can expect to see from Europa now is a situation where we're moving into assets which will turn around to production very fast. Mm-hmm. And will, as I said, balance the portfolio. So the 1.5 million is predominantly for that, but also we're going to be farming out or selling, if you like, parts of our offshore exploration positions, both in Ireland and in Morocco, that will happen over the next few months, so that we'll reduce our exposure essentially to those two areas as we move into this appraisal area in the middle ground. So essentially, it's a rebalancing. As you see, we're reducing on the offshore exploration front, and we're broadening out in the centre area in this appraisal early development sector.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let's get on to some of these very sort of popular theme, sort of mega trend that's happening and it'll continue to be here and for the good, greater good, I suppose. You know, environmental, social and corporate governance is increasingly popular for investors. You know, how important is it to you then, Simon?
Yeah, well, this is very important. We've also, well, we've always had an ESG requirement because of our onshore operatorship status in the UK. We've got these two fields in West Firsby and Crosby Warren, which are old fields, but as such, we need to take particular care on the ESG front, particularly the environmental front, as these fields get into their sort of mature years. So we're having a renewed push at what we can do in these areas to improve the ESG situation on both of these fields. And that's something that's underway at the moment. We're also looking on the onshore to see if there's anything on the renewables front that we can reasonably bring to fruition. There's some associated gas with both of these fields, and that, of course, could be used to generate power and to put into local power grids. And there are available wells that maybe could be used for other purposes other than just producing oil and gas. So that's something we're looking at very closely. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'd say, Justin, is that we are in our search for this new asset or assets to balance the portfolio. We're looking at assets which would offer some sustainable element in them, something which we feel will improve the carbon footprint somewhat of the company, and that's one of our foremost drives. So very important. We buy into this totally, and it's a very important activity that we should and we are taking care of.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's time for your crystal ball time, Simon. Where do you see Europa going over the next 5 years?
Well, what we're working towards is, as I said, this rebalance of the portfolio. I would see Europa becoming a significant development and production operator, larger volumes than we're seeing at the moment. So some significant growth, I think, is the bottom line, Justin, over the next 5 years. Yeah. I think you can expect to see growth not only in assets, but growth in value as this balanced portfolio is taken forward. Mm-hmm. I can see that we will improve our carbon footprint. As I said, there's a major concentration going to be on ESG elements. This is an area that we will be promoting strongly over the next 4 or 5 years, because I think we all understand that it's not just about producing oil and gas anymore. It's all about how you do it, and it's all about what you do with it. Yeah. So, you know, this is an area that hasn't had enough emphasis in the past, but it's going to be very much at the front of our minds going forward over the next 5 years.
Yeah,
so true. Growth, but growth with environmental, social and governance concerns in mind.
Marvellous stuff. Okay. Well, every day, Simon, on the podcast, I highlight the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets. To get on that list, of course, people have to hit that follow button quite a few times. So give us three reasons now why someone listening should add you to their watch list, please.
Well, number one is growth. Europa is a small company at the moment, but watch this space. Number two is diversity. And this is portfolio diversity that will protect against ups and downs in different geographical areas and ups and downs in different product prices. Mm-hmm. And number three, as I said, is growth and diversity, but with particular reference to environmental, social, and government governance concerns.
Excellent stuff. Marvellous. Simon, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.